Paul, what do you think of Dustin's effort on the winner, and was there any doubt in your mind that it was going to count?
So unusual for a man that big to be able to do some of the things that he can do at high rates of speed. Just thought the second half of that game was him. You know, I mean, he was really good all over the ice in his own end and making plays and kind of helped us get back on, get our offensive game going. No, we saw it pretty clear. The rules pretty clear on that one. We weren't worried about it. The timeout at that point, a review is going to take a lot longer than a timeout. You also know that anything after a minute, the league's going to review on its own. So that was as much in my mind to try to extend as long as they can, which was good for us too. You know, we got our defensive guys rested. They went out and got a goal.
What went into the thinking by putting Toby back with Dustin and switching the pairings a little bit?
Just some things that we were seeing on the ice. We've talked about that. What's the next stage? We've run these pairs for a long time. We like them. We felt we've been giving up a few more shots in games than we need to, and sometimes just to change, you know, give guys a different look, a different matchup in behind. We changed what we were doing in terms of our matching against them, so it just made sense.
I know he finished the game, but what can you tell us about Blake Wheeler, and was it a skate that caught his wrist? Or
I don't know what caught him. I know he went in, got checked off, got taped up, and came back out, and he's fine. So I expect him to practice tomorrow unless they give him the day to heal a bit, and he'll be in the lineup the next day.
Was this a high pace for game 5 of the season?
It seemed to be. Sometimes it's hard to get a feel for that, but that was up and down the ice, and there was still it did get loose in the second for both teams. There were more odd man rushes, I think, but it wasn't from a casualness in the game. I mean, it was coming up and down hard. And they worked hard, too. You know, they blocked an awful lot of shots. There wasn't anything easy. I think in the first period for us, we kind of got behind it a little bit with our offensive game, trying to slow the game down to create that. Got out of that mindset early in the second period, and then we were pretty good after that.
I think it's 8-2 you've scored your opponents now in the third period. What are you seeing that's leading to that?
We've built in the games. We seem to be a little more confident in the games. We're not... And we, you know, other than the Islander game, we haven't been chasing it. And then that matters, right? So you just keep kind of playing the way you're playing and you're feeling good about your game, and the other team maybe is chasing it. You've got a one-goal lead. This one was different, clearly, because we didn't have, you know, tight game toward the end. But being on the right side of the ledger in 3 of the 4 games coming in tonight helps you play a little different in the third.
Some of the players talked about not necessarily liking their effort in the first.
This
game, like other games, the team's done a good job of limiting the damage.
Right,
when
holding in that first period if it's not great. I don't know that it was an effort. It was a bit of a mindset, and you get that. You see it occasionally, home openers or your first game at home or early in the season at home. You know, when teams play a different style of game than they do on the road, and You've heard that question a lot. How come you guys play a different game on the road? Is it easier to play on the road? But I thought we got out of it. So I thought that's what our first period was. We scored a couple goals in the power play in our last game. Our power play's brilliant. And then it kind of bleeds into your 5-on-5 game. You think that that's the way you should generate offense, 5-on-5. We'll just snap it around. So for me, we were just slowing down our offensive attack, and that's why we didn't generate a whole lot. They were working hard. They had a few chances, but it wasn't... I didn't think it was an effort issue. I think we changed our mindset a little bit going into the second period. I thought that the little line had a big piece of that. You know, Blake got, you know, they had a few shifts before they scored where they were in on the forecheck now. It was a little simpler, a little faster. All of a sudden, we're controlling the puck a little more on the offensive zone. We were pretty darn good at hockey team in the last two periods.
Paul, can you just talk a little bit about, you had another good start from your starting goaltender tonight. Can you talk just a little bit about the play of Andre tonight?
Yeah, you know, he's been, you know, really important for us early in games, but that's a tough night for him. You know, he still had a long stretch with not a lot of work, and then it was pretty close to a 2-on-1 or the, you know, they still got their 3 or 4 really good chances to score, and as did we. That's tough sometimes. I think the pressure starts to shift on a guy like that when he hasn't seen a lot of pucks, and it's going to be a 2-on-1. But he, right kind of through camp, he and Michael have just, they've almost just looked the same every day. They look good in practice. They look solid in the games. They look controlled in their net. They've been good. Yeah, we've had really good goaltending here at the start.
Blake has 7 points now, I think, through 5 games. What's been the key to, I guess, his start of the season?
I think it's just work ethic. I mean, he looks like he's going harder than everybody else on the ice. And he's had some games where I don't think he was overly excited about the way it was going for him, and he still ended up with a point or two. And I also think that at times on the road, having Mark's line, Scheifele's line, be dangerous as well has sometimes pulled the assignment off them. And that was, that still is the concern about running Little Ladd and Wheeler together as they draw. You know, last year we were easy to check when that happened. And having other lines that can produce some offense makes it better for us, better for him.
Sorry, you mentioned it in your answer before, holding, like, the team's ability this year to, you know, not playing its best, but keep it close at least. Can you just give me your thoughts on what's led to that?
I think we have a pretty solid structure. Like, we have a pretty good understanding of what we're doing without the puck. So even in our end, when they get rolling around a little bit, it's not a fire drill down there. They have a pretty good understanding of that. But the best probably answers are goaltending. Is in those stretches, that guy has to be your best player to keep the game tight, to keep you in it, to keep you only down one. And then hopefully what develops over the course of the year is, you know, you start throwing in some good starts as well, but you start having that confidence that even if they get one, you know, we're still fine. And we can score enough goals that we'll be okay. One goal is not a sound of death knell for your team. You've got enough offense.